This is the Country Hour with Tony Briscoe
on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
The Northeast Timber Mill is turning to 3D laser technology to extract more value from its softwood logs. Branksome Sawmill, owned by CMTP, will install an optimisation and scanning system to automate the saw pattern for logs during processing. Company's General Manager for Tasmania, Dale Jessop, says it's all about recovering more timber for its growing list of value-added products.
Well, I've had an aspiration to put some scanning and optimisation equipment in at the sawmill basically ever since I started 7 years ago. The mill runs completely on a manual system at the moment, which means that we've got an operator that needs to assess each log, set the position of the log, and then set the saw pattern and cut the log. What this project will allow us to do is actually automate that process, so a computer will actually do a 3D scan of the log. That process then will be transferred through to a computer system which will optimise the saw pattern and set the saws for the log. The log will then run through the saws. What this will do is it'll actually give us an increase in recovery of around about 6%. Our current recovery rate of 44% will increase to between 50 and 52%, which will be a significant increase in the volume of saleable timber that we'll be able to produce out of each log.
What will you be creating from that extra timber?
Well, we've got a range of products that we supply both in Tasmania and also in Victoria. And in fact, we even had a load of timber that went up to Queensland last week, so that was the first time we've ever shipped timber up to Queensland. So we do a range of products which include palings, we do vegetable bins, we do fruit bins for the Tasmanian market. We make a lot of mushroom box components, which we send to Victoria. So there's a range of products, and we are continually looking at also including value-added options to the product range that we sell.
And has that market focus shifted in the last few years with additional investments made here on the site where we're at today, but also at other plants, other finishing plants, further down towards Scottsdale?
Yeah, so CMTP's done a lot of investment over the past few years. So at Branksome, we installed a kiln a few years ago. Prior to that, we'd only ever been a green sawn sawmill, so we only ever sold timber that was green, basically. What the kiln has allowed us to do is two things. One is to be able to kiln dry timber to upgrade its value. But the other thing we've been able to do as well is become certified for heat treatment, which means that we can produce heat-treated timber, which is available to be exported around the world. So we certify that timber, and companies are able to send that worldwide as dunnage and protection for their goods that they sell.
Are you seeing an uplift in the demand for that sort of product?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think Tasmania is starting to become quite responsive to opportunities around the world. So, yeah, we're definitely seeing products needing to be exported Australia-wide and also worldwide.
What about the products that you develop for the local agricultural industry? Where are you seeing growth there?
We're certainly seeing quite a few opportunities as far as pallets go, and also vegetable and fruit bins. So we supply quite a few of the large growers of fruit and vegetables around Tasmania, which means that they've got a requirement to put those products in bins. So whether it's apples, whether it's potatoes, those products need to be binned up, ready to go into cool stores before they're packed out. We've also leased a timber preservation plant at Scottsdale, and we've also built a post plant and peeling plant, which allows us to take logs in and peel them into agricultural posts and vineyard posts. These are then put through our treatment plant and sold through Roberts and TP Jones statewide. We look at what we can do with every log and make sure that we put it into the highest possible value, and that's probably where we see a lot of future for the sawmill and also for our post plant, is to look at what opportunities there are to further value add the product, and that value adding also opens up further markets that we're probably not currently in that we can see opportunities in as well.
What would those markets be?
Oh, well, certainly further, say, dry and dress material that can be put into the products which we currently don't do. So certainly CMTP's national products are involved in product protection, and they're the sort of products that we'd like to expand further in Tasmania. They're products that we do quite a bit of with our sites over on the mainland, and that's certainly something we'd like to be able to do in Tasmania as well.
What's the market like for radiata pine in Australia at the moment?
Yeah, the market's really really hot with the uplift in building approvals Australia-wide. We're seeing that the current market conditions are probably some of the best market conditions I've ever seen in my working career, and certainly in Tasmania. I know the softwood suppliers in Tasmania are working very hard to maximise production to be able to meet the current market demand. We probably don't see the softwood estate in Tasmania increasing much over its current hectare volume. So therefore, yeah, we probably think that the volume of logs in Tasmania is at about its maximum that it'll be as far as the softwood goes.
And so you think that the equilibrium of supply demand is just right?
Oh no, I think both ourselves and probably Timberlink down at Pearl Bay, the other major softwood sawmiller in Tasmania, would both like to be able to get more logs if we could get them. Hence, this project that we're talking about, really is an opportunity for us to be able to get more timber out of the existing volume of logs that we buy in.
What will it mean for employment?
The project will involve increased employment due to the additional timber that will be produced as a result of the extra volume that comes out of the sawmill. So, and some of that will be in our sawmill and some of it will be in our value-adding areas.
Generally, how do you feel about the timber industry's recovery in Tasmania in the last 5 years?
Oh, it's great to see the timber industry coming back. I mean, there was a lot of people that left the industry. Some of those people probably will never come back, but it has allowed new operators and new employees to come into the industry. Certainly in Scottsdale and surrounding areas, we can see the uplift in the timber industry and quite a few other industries in the area. So really starting to see the area recover, and certainly the timber industry is a component of that. I mean, the other thing on the backside of this project, what we'll see is we'll see continued investment after this project goes in. So it'll make our operation even more viable, which will then lead to further investment in the operation.
And that's Dale Jessop, General Manager for Timber Processor CMTP at Branxholme, speaking to our reporter Larissa Smith. And if you go to our Tasmanian Country Hour Facebook page, you will see a couple of photos of the Branxholme timber mill.